Tucker Carlson, Wars for Democracy Always Cancel Democracy in the Process. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 27, 2023. Tucker Carlson blasted the establishment's narrative that American support for the Ukraine war effort is about democracy, and claimed that Wars for Democracy Always Cancel Democracy in the Process, during the latest installment of his Twitter show. In an episode titled Irony Alert, The War for Democracy Enables Dictatorship, Carlson played several clips of politicians like Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Representative Mike McCall, RTX, who claimed supporting Volodymyr Zelensky and Ukraine in the fight against Russia is about upholding democracy. As Pelosi puts it, the Ukrainian people are fighting the fight for their democracy, and for ours as well. That's right, for ours as well. Without Ukrainian democracy, in other words, we can have no democracy here, Carlson said. If the Ukrainians aren't free, neither are we. We must make sure they can vote in Kyiv, so we can continue to vote in Kansas City. However, Carlson pointed out that Zelensky had just announced elections would only be held in his county if they won the war against Russia. Will there be elections in Ukraine next year? A reporter asked Zelensky in a clip Carlson played on his show. This is a global question. If we win, there will be, Zelensky responded, according to captions on the video. So there will be no wartime, martial law, no war. Elections should be held in peacetime, when there is no war, according to the law. Your job is to obey or be punished. That's our version of self-government. Self means me, I'm the government. Now that's not just any autocrat. That's our chief ally in the war for democracy, Carlson said. This is the guy who just announced he's likely to cancel next year's elections? Carlson said the clip he played of Zelensky blew up our entire rationale for supporting his side in the war. Then he played a clip of President Joe Biden on Monday doubling down his administration's support for Ukraine's defense and sovereignty and its territorial integrity. Carlson added. So to recap, we are currently fighting a war for democracy on behalf of a leader who just casually announced he's happy to end democracy. And our democracy-supporting leaders have no problem with that, in fact, they're strongly for it. Shocked? You shouldn't be, of course, they're for it. You should have seen this coming. Wars for democracy always cancel democracy in the process. That's why our leaders love them. Carlson also called attention to Ukraine's arrest of American reporter Gonzalo Lira and criticized Biden for not advocating for Lira's release. So in a war for democracy, you can do anything. Imagine what a man might do who has fewer principles? If that man, say, ran Ukraine, he might seize churches, arrest priests, ban all criticism of himself, disappear his political opponents. And that's happening, Carlson said. Just last month, Zelensky threw a man called Gonzalo Lira into prison indefinitely for the crime of daring to write about the Ukrainian government in unflattering ways. Biden could have freed Gonzalo Lira within hours. But he didn't. He didn't want to. He didn't say a word about it. He remains in prison tonight, Carlson noted. Carlson continued. When normal people see war, they see death and destruction, sadness and suffering. But that's not what demagogues see. They understand that differently. They know that war means power, mostly for them. During wartime, everything they do can be justified. War is the gravest of all emergencies. Imagine the COVID lockdowns times 1,000 plus drones. Once war breaks out, politicians become gods with the power of life and death. So in a peaceful democracy, you have to debate your political opponents in public. And that's tiresome, but in a war for democracy, you can just throw them in jail or have them executed. You can see that many in Washington are looking forward to that moment. The former Fox News host then brought up the latest IRS whistleblower revelations that showed Biden was in the same room as his son Hunter while the younger Biden was messaging his CCP-linked Chinese business affiliate. Carlson criticized the media for painting the story about Hunter Biden as one of a father's love. As much as anything reported about the Bidens over the last several years, this was the smoking gun. There it is right there in the message, Carlson said. That would have been enough to cripple a normal president. It would have been more than enough to keep a normal president from running for office again, but had virtually no effect on Joe Biden. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.